This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would inflict a heavy price after a missile fired by Iranian-backed rebels landed in Israel on Sunday, triggering sirens at the international airport. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Although there were no reports of casualties or major damage following the missile launch by Yemen's Houthi rebels, Israel hinted that it would respond militarily. Israeli media aired footage of people racing to shelters in Ben-Gurion Airport. The Israeli military said the missile appeared to have fragmented midair and that the incident is still under review. It said it made several attempts to intercept the missile using its multi-tiered air defences, but had not yet determined whether any had been successful. I'm Karen Shamas.
Two people died in a missile attack on the Ukrainian Black Sea port city of Odessa, according to local officials, as Moscow and Kyiv exchanged drone and missile attacks. The Russian Defense Ministry said it downed 29 Ukrainian drones overnight on Sunday. Venezuelan Interior Minister said on state TV Saturday that officials arrested six foreign nationals, including three Americans, accusing them of plotting to assassinate Nicolas Maduro.
Que están buscando para traerlos a Venezuela con objetivos muy claros de asesinar al presidente Nicolás Maduro.
He claimed the individuals were part of a CIA-led plot to overthrow the government. The U.S. State Department spokesperson said any claims of U.S. involvement in a plot to overthrow Maduro were categorically false. Another night of torrential rains pounding Central Europe have forced massive evacuations in areas where the flood reaches extreme levels. Meteorologists have warned it still might get even worse as waters rise with more heavy rains on the way. This is VOA. Eight people have died trying to cross the channel from France to England, French authorities said Sunday, confirming earlier reports. This latest incident followed the deaths of 12 people earlier this month when their boat capsized in the channel on its way to Britain, highlighting the pressure on the British and French governments to find ways to tackle the boat crossings. Former President Donald Trump continues to rail against the dangers of immigration. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Speaking in Los Angeles, Trump says he wants to be known as the border president.
We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio. Large deportations. We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela.
During the debate, Trump amplified false rumors Haitian immigrants in Springfield were taking and eating pets. Bomb threats set off the evacuation of schools and government buildings in Springfield.
No, the real threat is what's happening at our border, because you have thousands of people being killed by illegal migrants coming in.
National statistics show there's been no spike in violent crime in the major cities where many migrants have settled. At the White House, President Biden says he's heard enough from Trump.
Simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hollywood will be doling out the annual Emmy Awards, the highest honors in television, on Sunday night at a red carpet ceremony where historical drama Shogun and restaurant tale The Bear are poised to dominate the night. AP correspondent Julie Walker has details.
The 76th Emmy Awards are Sunday, roughly 9 months after the last celebration of the best television. Last year's Hollywood strikes delayed the show's 75th edition until January. Actors Eugene and Dan Levy will host the ceremony. Shogun is the leading nominee with 25, while The Bear has 23. The Crown has 19 nominations and Hacks 16. Two-time Academy Award winner Jodie Foster is a good bet to win her first Emmy as Best Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or TV Movie for her role in True Detective Night Country. Robert Downey Jr. could also become a first-time Emmy winner. He's up for Best Supporting Actor in the Limited Series category for playing five different roles in The Sympathizer. I'm Julie Walker.
Rich countries have several hundred million doses of vaccines that could help fight an mpox outbreak in Africa, where donated shots are falling short of what's needed. That according to a Reuters tally of public statements, documents, and estimates. I'm Lori London, VOA News,